Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, the full report from the January 6th committee is out. It claims former President Donald Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the lawful results of the 2020 presidential election and failed to act to stop his supporters from acting on Capitol Hill that day and attacking the Capitol. It says the central cause of the insurrection was one man. It says Donald Trump. Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor, president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, joining us now on In Depth to talk more about this. Thank you. First of all, what strikes you most about this report and the allegations made against the former president?
Well, what we saw in this 845-page report is really a closing argument. And, you know, on one hand, the audience is the American people, but we know that this is directed at special counsel Jack Smith and to try to encourage him to move forward with an indictment of the former president. Really lays out in great detail, much more than the public hearings and the executive summary, the evidence against the former president and his inner circle, establishing that knowledge, that intent, that coordination for that scheme to defraud the United States.
Now, of course, you know that the supporters of Mr. Trump make the argument, and they have all along, that what we're hearing in the hearings and reading in the report is very one-sided because it wasn't a trial, of course, and it didn't have the what would happen at a trial, which is a cross-examination and the ability to introduce other witnesses that would counter what other witnesses had to say. What do you think about that argument?
Well, it's a good argument. I mean, obviously, Republicans and Trump supporters are going to say that this is a political witch hunt. And you know, the committee itself said two Republicans. Obviously, Republicans didn't really want to participate in that. But, you know, there were witnesses that wanted to testify, but only to testify publicly. And obviously, in a trial, you have the right to cross-examine witnesses and present evidence against you. So it's certainly not going to be a layup for the Department of Justice if they intend to pursue probably the most politically charged prosecution in American history. That being said, just in terms of the straight evidence that I'm seeing, there's more than enough to go to a grand jury and get an indictment against Trump and others.
How much concern do you think there is over the fact that this might taint the Justice Department? There are a lot of people who have expressed concerns about them passing on their findings to the Justice Department. Their evidence is one thing, but their findings and the report saying what should be done, simply another.
Well, yeah, these are, of course, recommendations, and the Justice Department can act on them or not. And there were even Democrats on the committee that were concerned about making these referrals because, you know, already there's the perception that this is a political witch hunt and Democrats are going after their political adversaries. And even if there is enough evidence to charge Trump and others, there may be some public policy reasons that suggest that the Department of Justice should not do so. And do we want to be a country where we prosecute our political opponents? And is this going to open up a Pandora's box where, you know, whenever a new president is elected, the Department of Justice goes after, you know, folks like, you know, Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. So that's a real concern that any prosecution will really open the door and there's going to be no going back from that.
Okay, so let's say you are the attorney general. So a big task now. what would you do?
So if I'm Merrick Garland, you know, obviously I cut my teeth as an assistant U.S. attorney, federal prosecutor. I believe that no one is above the law. And whether it's, you know, these fraud charges or the Mar-a-Lago documents or even Trump's tax returns, which will soon be made public, I believe that everyone needs to be held accountable. So I personally would move forward with a prosecution if I thought that there was enough evidence to do so. I would not hold back merely because we're dealing with a former president.
All right. Nima, thank you so much for your perspective. Again, that's Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor, president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.